This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, doesn't reach theaters until February 25th, but it's been stirring controversy for months. In recent weeks, complaints from Jewish groups and a flap about what the Pope might have said about it have kept the movie in the news. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League first expressed concern that the film could stir anti-Semitism after reading press reports about the project last March. Gibson responded that the picture was a work in progress that shouldn't be judged sight unseen. But he was only showing the film to hand-picked audiences. Last week, Foxman slipped into a screening for a gathering of pastors in Orlando, Florida.
The Jews were bloodthirsty. The Romans were poor, loving, kind. I was surprised, saddened, a little bit shocked.
Foxman says negative depictions of Jews pervade Gibson's film. Gibson says the film was inspired by God. Gibson spokesman Alan Nerob.
I completely respect Mr. Foxman and anyone's freedom of expression and expect the same for the filmmakers in return.
Meanwhile, another controversy arose over a comment attributed to Pope John Paul II. After viewing the film privately in December, the Pope was said to have declared, "It is as it was." But last week, the pontiff's personal secretary told the Catholic News Service that the Pope had not given an opinion on the film. Gibson's production company says it had the Vatican's written permission to publicize the Pope's words. The Anti-Defamation League's Foxman questions why Gibson would use those words to promote his movie, even though he belongs to a sect that rejects modern Vatican teachings.
The way it's being sold is it's hawking faith in God and religion.
Addressing a group of pastors last week, Gibson said he expects the criticism to get worse in the days ahead. He put $25 million of his own dollars into the film. But thanks in part to the ongoing publicity, the picture appears poised to do well at the box office. Gibson is also working on a line of T-shirts and other merchandise. His spokesman says he'd be foolish not to sell such products, as every studio does. And at the end of the day, he said, The Passion of the Christ is still a movie. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.